In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we mark the first Sunday of Great Lent by celebrating a feast, the triumph of Orthodoxy. On this day we celebrate the victory of Orthodoxy over iconoclasm in particular, but also over all heresy. You might think it strange, if you haven't done this many times, that we begin the fast on the first Sunday with a feast, but in reality, every Sunday of Great Lent is a celebration. It doesn't have much of a penitential character to it. As a matter of fact, the four preparatory Sundays before we got into Lent were much more penitential than these commemorations are, and that's because the real work of Lent is during the week. That's when the services are penitential. That's when the focus is really on working out our repentance. And then on Sunday, of course Saturday also, the fast is less strict. And on this day, we celebrate the fact that we made it through the first week of Lent. And we're preparing ourselves to go through one more week. And every week we do this. If you really want to experience Lent, you have to be here during the week. You have to keep the fast in your private prayers. But you also want to try to attend as many of the services as you can. Or if you're unable to attend them, to do as much as you can during the week at home, because that's when Lent really happens. Lent is sort of like a marathon, and it's like there's five watering stations where you get a little bit of a breather, you get a little bit of water, and then you go on to the next one. But it's during the week that we put forth maximum effort. This is a time of spiritual training for us. All the fasts are this way, and of course it's not the dirt when it's not a fast period that we let down our guard, but this is the time when we really put forth an effort to make some progress in the spiritual life, to overcome those things that we've been struggling with to no avail. And Lent will be over very soon if you don't start making some use of it now. And so what I would encourage each and every one of you to do is to think about the one biggest spiritual problem that you've been struggling with and you haven't had victory over, and to pray that God will enable you to do that this Lent and to really put forth your effort to overcome that sin. In the epistle that we heard, St. Paul tells us, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Today we celebrate and we remember the memory of the fathers that have struggled before us to pass on the faith to us. They have finished their race, and they have joined that great cloud of witnesses. And they now look to us, and they pray for us. But they're looking to us to follow their example and to run that same race of faith, to win that same struggle. And so for us to successfully run that race, we're told that we have to lay aside every weight. And that is anything that hinders us in our spiritual struggle. And it certainly includes every sin. But some of those weights that hinder us are not sins in and of themselves. They're just things that are not profitable to us. Even if it's not a bad thing, if it's something that hinders our spiritual life, we need to set those aside, especially during the fast. We need to make extra time for prayer, extra time for spiritual reading, and extra time for services. There's a lot of things that are not necessary in our lives that we need to be cutting out, especially during this time. And let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That means the source of our faith, the one who begins faith in us, and also the one that brings it to perfection and ultimately saves us and unites him to himself for all eternity. It is for this that we run the race, and today we celebrate those who have run it before, and we encourage each other to continue in that race. Amen.